Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
The big news of the day, Antonio Brown released by the New England Patriots after text messages surfaced. Really, here's the backstory for those that might not know. Earlier this week, Sports Illustrated did an article, and they had a second woman who accused Antonio Brown of sexual harassment. She's not looking for money or anything like that. She just told her story. She remained anonymous and told a story of Brown, her doing some work for Brown, painting something in his house, a portrait of him, and him walking up behind her naked with just nothing but a face towel in front of his genitals. And
you're being so graphic.
Well, I'm just telling it, you know.
Okay.
What it is. That's not, you know, that's not graphic, right? That's just.
Okay, go ahead.
What it is. And so it came out today that after that story surfaced, Antonio Brown sent this woman text messages on a group text. So three other guys that one of the guys was a good friend of his, maybe a few of them were. And then one was his lawyer. And on the text messages, he basically, she took it as a threat. You know, he talked about her being super broke and she needs money. And he told one of his boys to start investigating her and sent pictures on the text, sent pictures of her children, which she took as a threat, I think rightly so. Whether he thought he was joking around and just wanted to put a little scare into it to her, but really didn't mean anything. By whatever the case, it should be taken as a threat. And so the Patriots cut him this afternoon. Now, what this means for him, in addition to obviously he's not playing football, Rob, the $10 million that he was going to be guaranteed, right, this year to play for the Patriots, he had already ruined a $30 million guaranteed contract with the Raiders. Then he goes to the Patriots. He gets $10 million guaranteed. And then there was a $20 million deal on the table for him for next year.
We were talking about that yesterday.
Right. So it was looking like, hey, man, AB, it worked out for him. He got to a better team. He may win a Super Bowl. He's playing with Tom Brady. And he's going to, if he just behaves himself, he'll get his $30 million. And now he doesn't get $9 million of that. And Lee, jump in here. He's going to get, what, he's gotten $158,000?
Just his game check, right, Lee?
That's all. Correct. One game check is only $158,000.
So that's it. So rather than getting $30 million, he is getting $158,000. And who knows if he'll ever earn money playing football again in the future. So, Rob, I got a lot to say about this, but I want to hear your thoughts.
Yeah,
you think the Patriots did the right thing?
I think they had no choice from the standpoint of once he crossed that line, all he had to do was allow his legal people to handle these things, right? If they're false, just let them.
Right.
Let the legal people and the lawyers do that. You got on the field. Everybody saw you can play and what you would be able to do, correct?
Yep.
But he couldn't do it. And I think that now you have to start to look at him as and I'm not a doctor, I don't know him, I haven't met him like that to be able to evaluate him, Chris. But you have to look at this and say there's something deeper here. Because this just doesn't, nobody does self-inflicts this kind of, you know what I mean?
It is
damage to themselves. This is all self-inflicted. If you just go and play and don't worry about those things, and I think, this is just me, I'm not so sure the Patriots were even going to release him today until they went to that press conference And Bill Belichick stood up there and said, here we go. I'm going to hear this every day. It's going to be about him. And he walked out of the press conference after about, what, five or six questions. And he just can't do it anymore. And I think, I really believe that, that they just said, you know what, because this is ongoing.
Well, at that point, though.
Ongoing.
Had it come out that they confirmed the text the threatening text messages were from Antonio Brown?
I don't know if it had come out yet. No, I don't think that was that. I just think that he was there and like, this is not what I want to do for it's a total distraction every day.
That's certainly not what the Patriots do.
Right, but they signed
up put up
knowing
that,
this guy has some issues, okay? But then once you get into it and you just realize this is not what we want to do, and already for the guy, you know, it's one thing, okay, the other thing came out, they didn't know about it, they still played him. They could have cut him from that. But you don't know whether it's true or not. You know what
right.
I mean? You can't really make a man is innocent until proven guilty. But once he sends texts to somebody who's involved in that, you got to say this guy's judgment and mind isn't right. Do you know
right.
what I'm saying? I think that's when they realize he can't even stop himself. Here he is in a situation where he got new life and he still fumbled it away. He still couldn't, Chris, just contain himself. He did
Rob,
what you shouldn't do.
It. When he went to the Patriots, we said, look, if he messes this up.
Right.
Because all he has to do is just play football.
He got on the field finally.
It.
Right.
That is it. Play football and you will get your $10 million
yep.
and maybe your full $30 million and maybe more. Because if he had played for them next year and gotten that $20 million, behaved himself, he probably would have got a big contract from somebody, if not the Patriots, down the line.
Because don't
all
forget.
All he had to do is behave, just be like a normal person.
Right. And not react to everything. Right.
You and I said, if he screws this up, then it really is a sign that there seems to be something going on mentally with him. And like you said, we're not doctors. We're not saying
we don't know anything.
We don't know.
Nope.
But just looking at his behavior, I mean, everything is self-inflicted.
Everything
from. Now, if you want to give him the benefit of the doubt with the frostbite on his feet, that maybe they didn't tell him to put on the proper stuff. Okay, maybe. Okay, but the helmet, self-inflicted. Going at Mayock the way he did. Not that Mayock is a saint and was necessarily in the right, but that, come on, you don't need to do that. Self-inflicted. You know, then this. You know, self-inflicted.
And put the other one to the side. The other case. If you even just put that to the side, and this second woman in the story, my thing is just leave it alone. Just
right.
Let I have no comment. My legal team, my lawyers. Right. All you got
to
do is say that, and you can move on. You could probably still be playing. Go out, have another big day, and then they could deal with that to see, because they already. Right? That should have been the way he handled it, but he couldn't do it that way.
What I see, Rob, is the creation of a monster. In that, this is a guy that got away with so much in Pittsburgh. Facebook Live, got away with it. You know, the situation last year where he walked out on the team in a critical Week 17 game, because he got the great deal with Oakland, $30 million guaranteed, got away with it. All the things he did with the Raiders in training camp, lands with the best team in football, defending Super Bowl champions, the top quarterback in the league right now, got away with it. And then, you know, was playing in week two, like everything, even throwing furniture off your, balcony. And there were reports he almost hit a child. Got away with it. And when you get away with so many different things, you think you're untouchable. He's not the only one. We've seen it with other people. This is one of the extreme examples. You know, you usually see it with guys that they just may act very arrogantly and you know, off the record or away from the cameras, you know. But he's doing it publicly for everybody to see. But that's what I think this is. This is a guy that got away with so many things and that he began thinking, I'm untouchable.
Is this a cry for help, or is this what's going on here?
I don't know if he knows it's a cry for help. Clearly, Rob, I mean, and again, you don't have to be a doctor. He needs help.
I totally, Chris, 100%. I don't know what kind of help, but he needs help. And I'm sure he has some friends who are trying to get at him and try to help him out. But sometimes, you know, if you don't want help, you can't get help. You have to want it. It's like when people have to hit rock bottom before that they could go to rehab or something. If it's drug-related, Chris, your friends could tell you, dude, you need help. And until you're really at rock bottom, do you realize, okay, I do need help. So I don't know what it is, but this doesn't make sense to me. It really, really doesn't.
Can you see anybody picking him up?
No, not at this point. The only way would have to be he's exonerated from both of these cases where they find there's just nothing there that we can do. Because here's the other thing that's so weird and how the NFL works. You talk about him sending the things and that she took it as intimidation or a threat. Tyreek Hill, we heard the video, the audio tape.
True.
We heard the phone conversation, Chris. He said, you better be scared of me, right?
Right.
It was a threat.
That's a good point.
Seriously. And you know what he got?
It was definitely as much of a threat
as he did. This. And you know what he got? Tyreek Hill got a new no suspension from the NFL and a new deal.
Yep.
Think about it.
Yeah, I mean, you say it all the time. You know, I mean, we say it in reference to Colin Kaepernick. This guy took a knee.
Yes.
For justice.
Thank you. Go ahead, Chris, please.
And I mean, no matter how much you know, even if you're one of these people out there that thinks it's overblown, you know, the killings of black men by police, unarmed black men, it's overblown. Even if you take that view, you want to look at numbers and all that. Colin Kaepernick still, you can't deny he stood up for justice.
That's all he did.
And he stood up for people that couldn't stand up for himself. He had a platform. The world was going to take notice of him, and he stood up for the people that didn't have a voice. And he's out of the league. And you said it, Tyreek Hill, Antonio Brown got another chance. I mean, there is so much.
Greg Hardy was convicted in court. Chris, he was convicted, not accused. He was convicted and was with the Cowboys the next week when they released him with Carolina.
There is so much terrible behavior. And I'm not going to paint all the NFL players with a broad brush.
No.
But there is a lot of terrible behavior that just gets brushed aside in this league. Period. It's a shame. It really is a shame. We love them. They're great athletes. But this stuff is way out of control. And you know, it's just sad.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
Obviously, the big news of the day, as we talked about last hour, Antonio Brown released by the New England Patriots earlier today. And nobody better to talk to about this than our Fox NFL insider, Jay Glazer. Jay, what's happening, man?
What's up?
What's going on, kids? How you doing?
We are great, man. We are great. Look, Jay, when AB went to the Patriots, did you think it would last the whole season? Are you not surprised at all about this?
I'm not surprised. I thought it was going to be hard-pressed for it because the way the Patriots are is they don't want to hear a thing about you off the field. Whenever somebody from another team does something, they'll put it up in their own team meeting, but you've got to fall into their way. They don't want to hear it. They don't care who you are. They've gotten rid of some of the greatest players they've ever had in the history of the franchise, and you know, Randy Moss and Richard Seymour, and I mean, Jamie Collins was at the height. They didn't care. And it was hard. It was really hard pressed for me to see AB following by their rules the entire season long. I mean, they've sent guys home. It doesn't matter who you are unless you're Tom Brady. But even Tom Brady, Bill Belichick will go off on him in team meetings, showing everybody, if I do it to him, I'll do it to anybody. They have their own set of rules there.
What did you I just got I don't know. I just got the sense that after that press conference, you know, where Bill Belichick just realized this is what it's going to be all the time now. I just cannot
do
this.
I think it was before that, though.
Was it? Okay. Jay, give me some insight.
This was on their watch.
Okay.
You know, all the other stuff that happened beforehand, it was before he was with the Patriots.
Okay.
And I know they told him they don't want to hear anything else, cut everything else out, just it's about football over here. And when he didn't do that, and he did this on their watch, and he continued to reach out to his to an accuser, which you saw last night, which is great work by Robert Klemko, that is suddenly on their watch. And again, it goes against their rules, what they're looking for.
Can you see another team picking him up?
Not at this point. No, I don't. You know, I think, look, even before this, before he signed with the Patriots, there's three teams that were just kind of fishing around on it.
Right.
But the Patriots made the move. And that was before this. So you got to think after this. You know, and even, like, look, when the Pittsburgh Steelers were looking to trade him, they didn't have a lot of takers at all. So, you know, his, I guess, you know, the view of teams, you know, what they want to deal with, was severely tarnished at the end of last year. And then certainly tarnished a lot more after the Raiders fiasco. And now I think it's tarnished to the point of, I don't want to say no return, because it's going to be up to him. And what I mean by that is he's going to have to do a bunch of kind of soul searching and make some personal changes also. But I just can't see right now anybody bringing him in.
I agree with you, Jay. But what if happens if the NFL does their investigations or whatever, and they find out there's not enough that we can do anything? Like if they say to teams, like, we really didn't find enough to where we think he should have been suspended by the league or we would do anything, and he's cleared to play. Would that change people's mind on a little bit on why maybe he acted out and maybe there wasn't much to these allegations or enough to warrant a suspension?
It's the whole body of work.
No, not I'm asking, look, right.
He left his team last year, right? You saw he left the Raiders this year. It's a lot. You know, it's AB fatigue. It's a lot. Even if they say we're not going to, and by the way, they can't put him on any commissioner exemplars right now because he's not on the team.
Right, I get that.
So even if they say no in this particular case, no. But again, I don't want to get into hypotheticals.
Right, right.
That's legalities. That's a bad road for us to go down. But regardless, if you just it's the whole body of work. It's teams don't want to deal with. Even if you take this out, he left the Raiders, and you know. The thing with the Raiders and the helmet, his issue was with the league, not the Raiders. The guys in the Raiders are going, why are you leaving us? Like, this is not our fight.
Right.
And you could not play, and that's fine, but you should still be with your team.
Jay, we've had a few people just on our show in the first hour point to the hit back in 2016 when Vontaze Burfict, leveled Antonio Brown and saying, look at his behavior from that point on.
No. Let's not. Okay. Let's not blame head injury on this. No. Let's not go down that road.
All right.
Let's not go down that road.
I was wondering if that was something people around the league thought, but that's not.
No, Jay.
Do you think there's something else going on as well? And I mean, we're not doctors. We haven't evaluated him.
I don't know. I don't know. It's just look. Here's I can tell you this. The Steelers are. I don't know about surprised, but man, they. You know, they got AB the Sunday, the games on Sundays, but they knew what they were dealing with for a lot of it. But this, I think, even for him, is kind of a different level.
Right. That's why I agree with you. Yep. This is different.
I'm not going to sit on here, dude. I'm not going to sit on here and tell you that there's, like you said, I'm not a doctor.
Right.
That'd be irresponsible for me to say that or say head injuries. You got to take responsibility in yourself as a man. You're making these choices. That's it.
We're joined by Fox NFL insider Jay Glazer. You brought up the Steelers. I've heard both sides. I've heard those that have said Tomlin, didn't handle AB in the locker room well because he empowered Ben Roethlisberger to do things that other players couldn't get away with, and that's what made AB start acting out. Then I've heard others say you got to praise Mike Tomlin because he was able to handle AB for all those years and have him playing on Sunday and excelling. Which side do you fall on?
I think Mike Tomlin deserves a Nobel Peace Prize.
Wow.
What he was able to do with that locker room. Oh, my gosh, yeah. There's so many different personalities. There's 53 guys in there, but about 107 personalities. So it was. He's done a phenomenal job, like I said, of getting the guy there on Sundays.
No, it's you do look back now and just say it was never this crazy or.
Yeah, we never heard about it.
No, we just didn't.
Look, a lot of it was going on, but we never heard about it.
It is incredible. When you talk about the NFL, this is the other thing Chris and I talked about earlier. The inconsistencies right. on Jay, the way that they dole out punishment, what is okay, what's not. We saw Tyreek Hill on audio threatening his girlfriend. There's a situation with the young son where the police say, we know something went on, we just can't prove what happened. Yet he didn't get suspended by the league. He got a new contract. Is it all over the place? Is that the one thing the NFL needs to do is be a little bit more consistent? Or
no, I think we're not privy to the investigations. That's the thing. Like, you know, I don't think they're just about letting off a Tyreek Hill without certain information. And I don't think that at all. I can't believe that. So, you know, we're not. You hear so many things when you cover this league,
right?
On both sides of it, and you don't know what you want to believe. You know, you get as much information as you can, but they're in there doing these investigations. So, you know, there's three sides to every story. They have all 10 sides of that. So I think it's, you know, look, the Ray Rice thing, it was like people were so upset that they only suspended him 2 games, and when they, you know, threw the book at him, everybody was upset that they threw the book at him. So I think it's inconsistency on all ends.
Well,
go ahead, Rob.
I was just going to say, on that case, the only thing that was weird was that the league knew something had happened in that elevator and would hand out a suspension without looking at the video in the elevator. I think that's why.
They didn't have the video.
But they knew there was a video. It's a casino.
But you know, didn't have it. And both came in and gave this convincing, I mean, that's insane, that we're not in the room.
Right.
Right, so even his wife was like, no, this is what happened. It's like, you have to go out with the information you have.
Well, to that point, Jay, what do you think about the notion that some people say, look, the NFL shouldn't even be in this investigative business. Just go with the law. If the guy's not convicted or even at least charged, then he can play. Like, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, that's the thing. And people think that the NFL's, you know, they're like the Mossad. They're not. You know, they think they have all this money, so they have this, you know, incredible investigative team, and it's just not what it is. They do rely on law enforcement a lot. A lot of times, though, law enforcement don't help them out. It kind of baffles me, but they don't help them out. And as much as they want to try and get things done, they can't force law enforcement to give them certain things.
Yeah, it is an interesting situation. Let me stick with the Patriots about another question. From what you're hearing at this point, obviously, you know, Josh Gordon with his issues in the past. From what you're hearing right now, does it look like everything, at least to this point, is smooth sailing with him and they feeling good about where he's at?
For right now, he is. You know, again, you know, Josh has there's addiction issues. So I am, you want to pull for the guy. You want to hope that he's able to beat these every day. And, you know, a lot of it is mental health issues, and you got to hope that he can beat it. It's a daily battle, though. It's every single day. You got to wake up and hope that he can beat it.
People talk about the Patriots. Oh, you go to the Patriots, everybody's will straighten up and fly right. Every problem child they've brought in hasn't worked out for the Patriots. So it's not about Bill Belichick and cracking the whip and getting everybody to fall in line. Some people have problems, and it doesn't seem like no matter going to the Patriots won't correct that.
You're dealing with certain things. You know, you got to deal with your own issues. Again, you're your own man. You have to deal with certain things. But they do give you an opportunity to be in this team setting where it is just football, 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 football. That's all they want to hear from you.
Jay, I've got to ask you this before you go. Defensive coordinator today.
You asked me about everything else. You might as well.
Hey, you know it.
This is off.
We're reporters, Jay. You know
right.
that.
You know. You understand.
I'm like, man, you're asking me about guys' drug addiction, mental health.
And, this is a straight.
Talk about if this happened or that happened. You guys are killing me here.
This is a straight football question. We heard defensive coordinator today compare. He said the Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, you know, matchup could be. I'll give him that. He said could be Peyton Manning, Tom Brady. He mentioned Ali Frazier, Magic Bird. Are we people getting too far ahead of themselves, or are you really and others a believer in Lamar?
Oh, I'm a huge believer in both those guys. Lamar was the one guy I said going into the season where everybody's asking, who's your player to watch? And that was the guy when I went around all these training camps, that was the guy that I was sold on. I was so sold on him when I left there. And every team you go to, they try and talk about guys and this and that. But no, this guy, just the way his teammates talked about his coaches, the front office, how he was with his team, like this guy was leading the charge. I was so all in on Lamar Jackson. I've always been bought in Patrick Mahomes because he's just,
right,
he's different. But look, to say he's third, I mean, let's not put that kind of pressure on these guys. Ali Frazier, are you guys? What are you guys smoking? What
no, not us. It wasn't
not
us.
What's
that's
going
not
on
us.
Your mental health, man?
Oh, that's not us. That was. I can't remember the guy's name. The defensive coordinator who said that. He mentioned all three of those guys.
Look at that. Jay wants us.
He needs to be drug tested.
Jay wants us to get a cup and pass it around, Chris. Me and you.
Yeah. Well, look, unlike Bill Belichick, Jay answered the tough question.
Yes,
today,
he did.
So we do appreciate it,
man. Jay, thank you, buddy. You know that.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Patrick Mahomes, this is the game of the week, Rob. There's some good games this week, but this is the game of the week. The Kansas City Chiefs and the Baltimore Ravens. I can't wait. I cannot wait because it's not only the Chiefs versus the Ravens, not only two undefeated teams, but it is Lamar Jackson versus Patrick Mahomes. And check out what the Baltimore Ravens defensive coordinator. Now, he knows what he's talking about. I mean, he's the defensive coordinator for the Ravens. They got one of the best defenses in the league. Don Wink Martindale is his name. Here's what he said. Just as an NFL fan, as a fantasy owner, if you will, the NFL is in good hands with these young quarterbacks. And I think you're going to see two great quarterbacks in this game. We might be seeing the next Brady Manning matchup. Ali Frazier. Magic Bird.
Stop!
You don't know, but the excitement of it is undeniable. That's what he said, Rob.
Can we pump the brakes? Chris, this is way Ali Frazier. What? Bird Magic? I mean, seriously. I know guys are excited. They're young, exciting players.
This isn't just some Joe Blow on Twitter.
No, I get it. I get it. But I still think he's this is I hate to keep bringing up your boy, but this is Ron Jaworski. A little premature. It's just premature. No, we're not going to see that come Sunday. We're not.
Well, look, I am one. And
I love both of them, right?
Well, I'm still not sold on Jackson.
Okay, not all
I'm
the way.
I'm completely sold on Mahomes. I'm so sold on Patrick Mahomes. You know I said it. He could become the GOAT.
And you got killed on Instagram and Twitter, right?
I don't know. I got a lot of views.
I know.
I didn't really look at the comments.
Yeah, you were smart not to look.
Did you look at them?
Yeah, I did.
Were people really, right.
Yeah.
That's all right.
And it's good.
Because in about 10 years, not even 10, in about 7 years, when he's got two rings, at least, and his numbers are through the roof, people are going to be saying, Broussard was the first one to tell us. Broussard was the first one to say it. This dude's start, has been Jordan-esque. And it has.
All right,
it's
so
been
you're
the
right
football
about
equivalent of what Michael Jordan did in his first two healthy seasons in the league. That's all I'm saying.
All right, well, go forward.
I'm just saying. Now, I don't know what Lamar Jackson's going to be. I don't know. I mean, I like what I see these first two games. I'm just not sure he's going to be able to stay healthy. And I hate to say that because obviously you don't want to see a guy get hurt. You rather see a guy just fizzle out and not play well than get hurt. Right? So I'm not wishing that on you. I've just never seen a guy run the football as much as he has and stay upright and not get broken down. But his passing has been much better this year than last year. He's completing 72% of his passes, 7 TDs, no interceptions. I mean, he looks great. I'm just not sure he's going to be able to continue this level of play. But Mahomes, I'm all in. So I'm not a guy that's afraid to go out there and say what the eye test is telling me. But even I'm saying, as Rob Parker is, pump your brakes.
Hey, real quick, Keenan, what is it? Keaton Slogan, Slovis, the quarterback for USC.
Okay,
he got knocked out of the game already. What was he? Was he taken out or no? They're punting now. Oh no, he's out the game. He got a big hit. He got killed right up the middle, and he's actually out the game, Chris. So we just wanted to throw that out for people who might check
Thank
in on
you.
That.
I'm sure people were waiting with bated breath.
No,
to find
but I
out.
Mean.
It's a
national game on
is that
FS1.
Slogan? Okay.
No, all right. Slovis.
Slovis. All right. But anyway, last year, Rob, it was a great game. In fact, Baltimore beat Kansas City 27-24 in overtime. Lamar was 13 it was 27-24 in overtime. So that was a game. Lamar, here it is. Lamar was 13 for 24. 13 for 24, 147 yards, nothing special, 54% completion. He did throw for two touchdowns, no interceptions, though. So, and he ran it 14 times for 67 yards. So, I understand why you're not yet sold on Lamar Jackson. How are you not sold on Patrick Mahomes?
I never said that.
Okay, so you are sold on him?
Yeah, he's going to be a fine quarterback. I don't know where he fits in.
A fine quarterback?
Yeah.
Eli Manning's a fine quarterback.
No, Eli won two Super Bowls.
He's not going to be better than Eli Manning.
I don't know. I don't know after a year. I don't know.
Are you blind? Why not?
Because I don't know if he's going to play 10 years. I don't know if he's going to stay healthy. I don't know if they figure him out. I don't know.
I mean, we can always say that.
No, but
we can never project.
You can project, but the difference is when you talk about...
I mean, don't give me health. Of course he's got to stay healthy.
I'm just saying, but when you talk about...
He's not a better quarterback than Eli Manning ever was.
But when you talk about a guy who's won two Super Bowls and a guy... You can put up numbers. I'll always take the guy who won the big games. I'll always take that guy. If he never wins, Chris, you're going to tell me that he's the greatest quarterback of all time? I'm asking you.
And I said that on the video. I said, look, he's got a lot of work to do.
Okay.
As you said, he's got to stay healthy, of course,
yes,
for several years.
Sure.
But he's got to win.
He's off to a great start.
He has got, and I said he could be the GOAT.
I got you.
At the very least, he has to go 4-0 in the Super Bowl. That's just the least
I agree
to
with
be
you.
In the GOAT conversation,
because if
right?
you don't do better than Joe Montana, there's
right.
no way that anybody could consider you even to go past Brady. You got to be at least that.
Here's my contention. That's right, because Brady's been the 9. I'm not expecting, I don't know if we'll ever see another quarterback get to 9. And maybe it'll be 10 this year, who knows. But I here's why
I'm
saying.
Oh, no, they're not going to the Super Bowl now with no AB. No.
Okay. All right. That's another. We'll talk about that next week.
Yes, yeah. Next week.
But there's the formula for Patrick Mahomes to be the GOAT to me is this. His numbers will be through the roof individually, right? They're going to be Dan Marino.
Right.
Aaron Rodgers, better than Aaron Rodgers' numbers. And so he's going to have the great, his numbers individually are going to be better than Tom Brady's and Joe Montana's. So he won't win as many Super Bowls, I don't think, as Tom Brady, but if his numbers are incredible and he's 4-0 or 4-1, 5-2, something like that, I mean, I'm not saying they're going to get to 7 Super Bowls, but that's how I think he can surpass
Brady. Okay. See, the biggest problem is the numbers aren't enough. That's why, despite...
But he's on a good team.
No,
too.
I'm just saying, despite Dan Marino's unbelievable numbers, he's never even in that conversation because he never won.
Right. And as much as we like him and as great as we admit he is, Aaron Rodgers is not in the conversation.
No, he's only won once. If Aaron Rodgers wins two or three, or say he wins two.
Do you think three is enough
if he's,
for Rodgers?
If he's 3-0 and his numbers, like say he has like a great last 5 or 6 or 7 years or whatever, but you know, like eye-popping numbers or whatever. Right. He could if he was undefeated or if he got to 4-0. Say he got to 4-0.
4-0, yeah.
And he had those numbers. If he's 4-0 and he won three on the back end of his career where, you know, he finished strong.
He got a new coach. Exactly. The offense was more modernized.
And they won some big games or whatever. You might look and go, dude, he had an unbelievable finish to his career. And look at the numbers he put up.
No, I, honestly, if he did that, say, and we're getting way out there, but let's say he won three Super Bowls in the next 5 years, he would probably be considered the GOAT.
He would.
Because people would look and say, it was Mike McCarthy.
Yep.
Rightly, fairly or not, that's what they would say.
You know what? You're right. That he was held back.
Right.
And that
no defense, you know. They didn't go after free agents, all that. So he would, okay, but here's the thing. If Rodgers can go 3-0 quickly, because we're going to get to the break. If Rodgers can go, if 3 is enough for him, 3-0 in the Super Bowl, then that's got to be enough for Mahomes if Mahomes going to put up these crazy numbers.
But they have to be the other things, too. He'd have to have, like, the quarterback rating interception, the touchdown rate. I'm just saying he'd have to have a couple of those things as well.
Yeah, no doubt. I think, let's be fair, and as much as I love Mahomes, let's be fair. The numbers today are going to dwarf.
Yes.
The numbers are just, throwing the ball more.
Yep.
So that's, I mean.
He's going to have an advantage.
Yeah, he's going to have an advantage because they're throwing the ball so much more now.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.